This is a Fox News alert. Revamping infrastructure. I'm Lee Silasera. During his State of the Union address, President Biden with a renewed push for products to be made in the U.S. as part of his infrastructure plan.
Tonight, I'm announcing new standards require all construction materials used in federal infrastructure projects to be made in America.
The president saying American roads, bridges, and highways will be made with American products. Though the president promoted bipartisanship, he did earn boos from some Republicans when talking about the national debt.
Nearly 25% of the entire national debt that took over 200 years to accumulate was added by just one administration alone, the last one. They're the facts. Check it out.
He urged Congress to raise the national debt limit as they did during the Trump administration. The Republican response delivered by Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
From out of control inflation and violent crime to the dangerous border crisis and threat from China, Biden and the Democrats have failed you. They know it and you know it. And it's time for a change.
Sanders went on to say, tonight, let us reaffirm our commitment to a timeless American idea that government exists not to rule the people, but to serve the people. The conduct of some of the Memphis police officers charged with murdering Tyree Nichols following his arrest is being further criticized.
Documents released by a state agency Tuesday say former officer Demetrius Haley stood over Nichols as he lay on the street critically injured, took pictures, and shared them with other cops and a female acquaintance. Police Chief Sherilyn Davis signed documents from the police department requesting Davis and the four other officers involved be decertified. Decertification would mean the officers could never work in law enforcement again.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. America is listening to Fox News.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
North Korea once again signals to its adversaries that the country is expanding its military.
A new potential warning from North Korea. Leader Kim Jong-un ordered the country's military to expand combat readiness and strengthen its war preparedness. Pyongyang is set to host a military parade on Wednesday for the country's military anniversary. The new comments come amid high tension. It was just last week when the North condemned U.S. military drills with South Korea, threatening the most overwhelming nuclear force. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
State senators in Georgia have voted to permanently block schools in most state and local government agencies from requiring people to get vaccinated against COVID. The measure bars state agencies, local governments, schools, and colleges from requiring proof of vaccination. The Georgia chapters of both the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American College of Physicians opposed the measure, saying it will hurt Georgia's ability to fight continuing COVID-19 infections, encourage the erosion of other existing vaccine requirements for public school and college students, and hurt Georgia's ability to fight future pandemics. This year, your Valentine could cost you more.
Several studies show Americans are ready to splash out, even if it means going into debt, for Valentine's Day 2023, with consumers expected to shell out around $26 billion, or, according to the National Retail Federation, an average of $192.80 apiece for gifts for friends, loved ones, and even coworkers. That's up from $175.41 last year. A separate survey from LendingTree finds those who are in a relationship will spend around $187, even if it means going into debt. 27% of the couples said they will need to rely on credit cards and that it'll take at least 2 months to pay it off.
Fox's Lillian Wu. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.